You are a wonder. Hello, Malcolm here, Quiet Time Coaching, episode 552 and part 18 of the series based on Psalm 139, which we're concluding today, looking at verses 23 and 24. They read, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." David's expressing an impressive vulnerability in his desire for God to examine his heart and, if necessary, purify it. How do you feel about being searched? For me, it depends on who is doing it and why. I had a blood test recently. They were searching for information about my cholesterol. I did not enjoy the needle going into my arm, but I was happy for it to happen because I knew the significance of the search. You see, God knows us better than we know ourselves. David recognizes that God knows him better than he knows himself, and so, although he appears confident that his motives are pure, he still wants God to check his heart, as he knows God is capable of doing, and to give him the results. How do you feel about this? Today, rather than share more of my ideas here, I'm going to devote the rest of today's episode to reading a hymn by someone called Francis Bottom called "Search Me, O God, My Actions Try It." I think it's based on this section of the psalm. "Search Me, O God, My Actions Try" is what it's called. It reads, "Search me, O God, my actions try, and let my life appear as seen by thine all-searching eye. To mine my ways make clear. Search all my sense and know my heart, who only canst make known, and let the deep, the hidden part to me be fully shown. Throw light into the darkened cells where passion reigns within. Quicken my conscience till it feels the loathsomeness of sin. Search all my thoughts, the secret springs, the motives that control, the chambers where polluted things hold empire o'er the soul. Search till the fiery glance has cast its holy light through all, and I by grace am brought at last before thy face to fall. Thus prostrate, I shall learn of thee what now I feebly prove, that God alone in Christ can be unutterable love." I've put the lyrics in the show notes on my website, so have a look there if you want to use them, perhaps as a prayer starter or something to meditate on. I think those words capture the spirit of what David is dealing with here as he asks God to search him, to know him, to test him, to lead him in the way everlasting. Do you feel comfortable asking God to search, to test you? And if not, why not? Perhaps you might like to sit quietly and ask God, invite him to come and know you, to search you, to test you. Sit in quiet and notice then what arises in your heart, in your feelings, in your body, and in your mind. And whatever comes up, thank God for whatever you find, because firstly, he knows you better than you know yourself, but secondly, his heart towards you is purely benevolent. Well, next time we're going to move on to a new series. In the meantime, I'm planning a spiritual experience day based on Psalm 139. If you'd be interested, drop me a line. Take care, and God bless.